With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The American and Israeli flags were held high, side by side, as former President Trump addressed a packed house last evening, an Israeli-American Council gathering in Washington, D.C.
If you want Israel to survive, you need Donald J. Trump as the 47th president of the United States. It's a very simple message. Very, very simple. Right?
Mr. Trump's opponent in the race for the White House, Democrat Kamala Harris, participating in a live stream event with Oprah Winfrey.
What happened to you? You know, we each have those moments in our lives where it's time to step up.
Time to step up and vote for president. In-person voting launching today in Virginia, South Dakota, and Minnesota.
About a dozen states will have had early in-person voting by mid-October. Minnesota Secretary of State Steve Simon says he wants to see high turnout and low drama, but he warns voters that post office delays this election season could mean some votes not being counted. So he says voters should allow at least a week for their ballots to be delivered. It's a little more than 6 weeks before Election Day on November 5th, and across the country, local election directors are beefing up their security to keep their workers and polling places safe and to prevent ballots and voting procedures from being tampered with. I'm Donna Warder.
Also at SRNNews.com, one death reported from a powerful storm that slammed parts of Oklahoma. Last night's storm flipped over several campers, down trees and power lines. Reports of 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts, as well as golf ball-sized hail. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow features down 25 points, S&P features off 17. This is SRN News. A new measure of Christian suffering in Africa.
According to Open Doors, more than 16 million believers have been driven from their homes by persecution across sub-Saharan Africa. Muslim terrorists are to blame for the problem, which has seen families flee their villages for life in squalid refugee camps, a situation that can persist for years. Aside from those who have been displaced, hundreds of thousands of Christians have been murdered by various terrorist groups operating in multiple countries. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is barring therapists from helping minors abandon the homosexual lifestyle. The Democratic governor calls it a necessary step to protect children. Beshear used executive powers to get around the legislature after Republican lawmakers defeated efforts to prohibit the practice via legislation. The order also makes it illegal to use state or federal funds for conversion therapy. Nearly half the states and D.C. have prohibited the use of conversion therapy. This is SRN News. Some pro sports fans are seeing red.
An Arizona Cardinals fan was forced to throw out her Bank America Great Again hat when entering State Farm Stadium Sunday for a game against the Los Angeles Rams. The Cardinals season ticket holder said a stadium worker told her to remove her black MAGA hat if she wanted to enter, claiming political attire is not allowed inside State Farm Stadium. The Cardinals have issued an apology, saying no such policy exists, and they've reached out to the fan. They claim the employee was unclear on the rules and that the only items banned are signage, posters, flags, or displays that are political in nature, but not MAGA hats. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
An anti-Israel protester charged with violating a suburban New York County's new law banning face masks in public. Police in Nassau County say the 26-year-old was arrested Sunday afternoon during a protest in front of a synagogue in Cedarhurst. More details at SRNNews.com.